In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
To be with you today. Oh, I made a mistake yesterday. Made a big mistake. I said yesterday was the anniversary for WROL. No, it's today. Today is the 6th of January, which means 26 years ago we began on this station, WROL. 26 years ago today, and 26 years ago today, these were the stations we had. WEZE, our station in St. Louis, and WROL. Those were the stations we had 26 years ago. And by God's grace, we're still on in St. Louis. And by God's grace, we're still on in WROL. And by God's grace, we're still on in WECE. So today makes 26 years. I believe the 24th of January will be 27 years in WEZE broadcasting, proclaiming the Word of God. It's totally amazing because I never thought that it would last this long. I never thought that I would have the privilege of speaking to so many people. You know, when people come to visit me, you know what they say? And this is just very, very clear. And they say to me, you know, I know you, but you don't know me. And that's really true. Because if people listen to me, they know me. They know me. They know when I'm up and they know when I'm down. You see, because I don't pretend. Not into pretending, you see, because I don't have to impress anybody. I don't have to impress anybody. Not even God. Don't have to impress him. He accepts me the way I am. But 26 years ago today, we started. And if you remember, I would do the first part, and Father Bertolucci would do the second part, if you remember. And then, when he stopped sending me CDs, I would do the first part, and Jamie Stewart Wolf would do the second part. And I understand Jamie is just doing the Lord's work. She and her great family, great things are happening with them. Unfortunately, I've not been in contact with them, and that's my problem. And I hope to be in contact with them soon. I want just to say 26 years ago that God knows how to do things. He knows how to supply. He knows how to supply money. He knows how to supply inspiration. He knows how to supply. Because you know what? He's God. When you embark on something by faith, the Lord starts to smile, because not many people embark on anything by faith. That's really true, you know. Not many people embark on anything by faith. They have to make sure that they are covered. They have to cover their backside as well as their front side, and they are afraid of mincing words, so they are very careful with their words. You see, you live by faith. And when you live by faith, you know that God is going to protect you. You live by faith, and you know that God is going to do what you can't do, that Jesus is closer than a brother. But not many people live by faith, that's for sure. That is absolutely for sure. Not many people live by faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. When one entrusts one's life, one's ministry into the hands of the Lord Jesus, one begins to see the marvels that God knows how to do. When one reaches a dead-end street in his life and has no one else to go to but Jesus. And how many dead-end streets have I reached in my own life in these last 26 years? But he is always there. Always there. Always there. And so, I just want to tell you, there's hope. There's hope for the helpless. Yeah, there's hope, but you've got to live by faith. You've got to live by faith. And I'm going to tell you, the first step of living by faith is with your money. You make sure you give 10% to the Lord. I don't care where you put it, but you give it to the Lord. When you start giving your money over to the Lord, He starts opening windows. And I know that to be true. I know that to be true. I know that to be true. And you might say, well, I want your money. You don't have to send your money to me. But take 10% of what you get and give it to the Lord. Find people who need it. And you watch God begin to act. Because if you can't trust Him with your money, you can't trust Him with your life. How can you trust God with your money, life, if you can't trust Him with your money? I'm looking at the 24th chapter of Matthew. This is a scary, scary, scary verse, okay, because these are the days we're living in. And it says, because sin shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. Because sin shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. We live in a world where sin has been multiplied. Like, I really mean multiplied. You know, you listen to the news, and you hear of a police being shot. You hear of a parole board giving someone who needs to stay in jail, giving him leeway to leave the jail. And you hear of his death and the death of an officer. Violence has increased. Yesterday, there was a young man who killed a vice principal, and the principal himself was wounded and is in danger. And then the kid killed himself. Violence. Oh yes, sin has been multiplied. Sin has been multiplied. And because sin has been multiplied, the love of many has grown cold. Because we live in this world that is filled with sin and hatred.
You're tuned to In Season and Out of Season. Father Tom DiLorenzo returning right after technical difficulty is cleared away, and we thank you for your patience.
Becomes a fertilized egg. You see, I will not start with Bethlehem because I don't believe in Bethlehem at the beginning. I believe in Nazareth when she conceived by the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God came upon her. And that baby grows in her womb and brought forth at Bethlehem. Who is this infant? He is the Savior of the world. He is the one who spoke the world into existence. He is the one who gave His life for me and for you. He is the one who died and shed His last drop of blood as the new and eternal covenant in His blood that we make present every day at the altar. He is the one who was buried and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He is the one who sits at the right hand of the Father. He is the one who intercedes for us as the great high priest. And it all started in Nazareth when she said, let it be done unto me according to thy word. Many, many years ago, I was asked to speak at Congress. It's a Protestant, not a retreat, but conference. Oh, and they asked me to speak. You know, I'll never forget it. You know, they asked me once. It was on the 6th of January, if I remember, somewhere around there, many, many years ago. Oh, and of course I spoke about Jesus because I have nothing to speak about but Jesus. But I said, I know you're all waiting for me to mention her.
And so I did. I mentioned her. I was never invited back again, but that's quite all right, because I remember the people there that I went to a funeral yesterday, that there was a young girl there that was not Catholic anymore, and she heard me preach, and she started to come to my Bible study, and she went, and her life was changed. I'm going to tell you, I started to talk about her who conceived by the Holy Spirit, who was the woman of faith. Isn't it funny that yesterday I went to do her mother's funeral, and they said, you know, I want to tell you something. Mrs. Rock was the grandmother of this person. She had been listening to me for years. She was a saint, Mrs. Rock. She used to write to me, you know. And she used to say to me, Father Tom, you're like a voice crying in the wilderness. I pray for you. She was a prayer warrior, Mrs. Rock. And she started to tell her family about this voice in the wilderness that she used to listen to. And my friend Ginger said, well, I'm going to a priest now, and he has a Bible study. What is the voice in the wilderness called? And she said, his last name is Di Lorenzo. She said, that's the priest I'm going to. That's why I've come back to the church. My gosh. One never knows what one does as one proclaims the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You never know who's listening. I tell you, Mrs. Rock was a saint. And I still count on her prayers, because I believe in the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins in the blood of Jesus. I still count on her prayers. And now I count on her daughter's prayers that I buried yesterday. Mary. Yeah, because they are faithful people of God. Faithful people of God who are ever with the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the earth. Oh, yes. How many have heard the voice in the wilderness and have come to know Jesus? I will never know until the last day. I will never know until the last day. Never. But there must be a voice in the wilderness, a prophetic voice. There must be, because you see, we are on the brink of darkness and destruction in this age. We are on the brink of darkness and destruction, economically, spiritually, meteorologically, every single... I would challenge people to Google John Paul Jackson, The Perfect Storm. I would challenge people to get ready for the perfect storm. John Paul Jackson, prophet. The perfect storm. Because I'm telling you, when you're not ready for the perfect storm, it's going to catch you. It's going to catch you unaware. And you'll be swept up. Oh, yes. John Paul Jackson. The Perfect Storm. Google it. Listen to it carefully. It's not scary. It has nothing to do with scary. It has everything to do with getting ready. Getting ready. Getting ready. Getting ready. Getting ready. In the United States, we say we have 9.8 or 9.7 unemployment. They're lying to you. It's more like 18%. They're lying to you. How many people have lost their homes? How many people have lost their homes? How many people are without jobs for years? How many people? The government is giving out money and money and money, and we're printing and printing and printing and printing. It's going to be like Monopoly money. You know Monopoly money, how much it's worth? Nothing. And if this country goes down into the drink like the Titanic, I tell you, my friends, you better know Jesus. You better know Jesus Christ. Now the Obama people are starting to come up with the death panels again. Oh, they couldn't pass it legislatively. Now they're doing it another way. That the doctor will ask the old people every year, do you want to continue to live?
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.